Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Okay, Hills, there's breaking news.
What do you got, Paddy?
Well, I've been waiting for word from the England camp all day. So has half the Australian media, by the way. England teams are due to leave for Ian Healy Oval this morning. Their intra-squad due to start at 10 o'clock. So, I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean, we know they'll keep the wickets dry and the wicket block dry.
That's a phenomenally good draining ground.
The run-up and outfield were always the worry for any sporting oval.
And history.
I wasn't going to bring that up. But, yeah, that's great news.
Might get a couple of hammies there. Couple of hammies for Ian Elio.
It looks like their intra squad is about to start. The Australians are just stuck indoors, and we wait their press conference. Well, who we do have on the line, or who we can chat to straight away? Thanks to Mate, award-winning Aussie service, mobile plans from $20. As we said, the Queensland Seniors PGA is at Lakelands, and Russell Swanson, one of our great mates. He's been on the tour for 100 years.
Oh.
Well, not that long. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hey, Pat. Good, mate. How are you?
Both you and I have been on the tour for 100 years.
Yeah. Gosh, seen you stroll on the fairways with me many a time.
Hey, are you going to play for a start?
Yeah, all's good, apparently. We got an email last night saying that without further rain, the course should be okay. It's going to be wet, but all's going to plan so far. I think the morning session's out there now, and I'm due to hit off about 12:30.
And there's a couple of legends out there as well. There's some legends playing, isn't there?
Other than you, Russ.
Thanks, Ian. obviously Peter Senior, Roger Davis, Andre Stoltz. Yeah, pretty tough company. But anyway, on my day, I'm just as good as anybody.
Yes. How does it feel? So how long have you been a PGA professional?
I've been a member of the PGA for 40 years. I think this year, 81, I turned professional. I had 3 years apprenticeship down at Tugra Lakes Golf Club on the New South Wales Central Coast. So 40 years I turned over this year. So, yeah, very, very proud.
Now, in the lead up to 12:30 today, how does it feel? You know, you're pumped. Do you get pumped every time? I love the atmosphere of golf tournaments.
Yeah. Look, I must admit, I did sneak out and went for a bit of a run to warm up a bit.
Yep.
But I'll just take it easy until about 11 o'clock and go out there and hit some balls. I think even the range is close, so we've got to go to Palmetto's to warm up and then tee off at 12:30. So feeling pretty good.
Yeah, what part of your game do you like at the moment?
Oh, look, Heels, I still love the game. I don't practice like I used to. I mean, but the only trouble is I'm getting older and you know, the expectations are still quite high. So. Look, I think I'm pretty steady all round. It's just the short game gets a bit sus. The touch, you tend to lose the touch if you haven't been putting in the work. So, but all, apart from that, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
And Senior, you said playing at the, he is officially a marvel, isn't he?
Oh, like he's one of the greats. I mean, he is the epitome of legend. I mean, him and obviously Roger. And it's just a class act. I see him quite often when I play out at Sanctuary Cove, and he still loves to practice and play, and just a class guy, and just doesn't miss a shot. I mean, I play with him a lot, and it's just like a frozen rope, Pat. I mean, it's just amazing.
And that Australian Open he won, I was there walking the fairways with him that day. What was he, 53? And,
I believe was it back in 11? I think it was. I worked that week, and I mean the conditions were very tough, and it was just perfect for Pete hitting a little low, you know, keeping it in play, and obviously having his great, you know, short game. And I mean I don't think that'll ever be repeated. That was phenomenal.
Blew the dog off a chain that day, and he just handled it better than any of young ones out there.
He got up and down well, didn't he, when he had to? Russ, what do you class as a short game? You know, from what distance?
Oh, like within, say, 50 yards, you know, the wedges, maybe 100 yards in, you know, it's just you've really got to nail those ones, and obviously bunker play, just the chipping and obviously the putting. I've still maybe got to do a bit more work in that area, but But yeah, I reckon that. And that's like whenever someone plays well, you know, their short game's been on song, you know, and that's the name of the game: short game and attitude. So that's the part of the game that everyone should really focus more attention on, for sure.
Yeah. And in the wet, you might find yourself just either side or short of the bunkers and greens. So it's probably going to be exaggerated today in your tournament.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, you know, like you said, being wet, I mean, we're getting a little shorter in our old age, so we're going to have longer shots in. And you're right, I mean, we're going to be, you know, have to rely on our short game to make the pars and hopefully, hopefully that's okay. Yeah, and when it is wet, it does get quite tight. You know, occasionally you might get the odd flom, but hopefully not today.
Right,
eh? We were talking about the senior, and you said you were working that tournament. You are, which we haven't mentioned, one of the most preeminent rules officials in world golf.
Oh, thanks.
You've travelled all over, haven't you?
Oh, I've been blessed, Pat. You know, I never got to that level as a player when I stopped playing, basically back in 2001. And then I rang Trevor Hurdon, who was sort of like our tournament director at the tour. I rang him to wish him all the best over in America, because he was going over there to work with the US tour. And I just flippantly said, is there anything that might interest me? And he said, look, how are you on the rules? You'd be perfect. I said, look, no good, because I'm a player. But he said, study up. And I must admit, I've loved every second. I've been fortunate to do, you know, work 4 US Opens, a couple of President's Cups, countless World Golf Championships. You know, it's been amazing. So I've been very, very fortunate.
There may be more than just the one, but you got in the middle of a big stouse between Keegan Bradley and Miguel Jimenez in 2015. How did that feel?
Yeah. Heels, yeah. Look, I still feel bad about that. I mean, it was a complicated ruling. There was 2 steps in it, and I had it under control. But when the players got a bit heated and then the caddies got involved, I sort of like lost my train of thought. And me being a guest, you know, from Australia over there in America on the big stage, I've sort of like just called for the chief referee. I'm embarrassed. I wish I'd have done things a bit differently, but yeah. It's a moment I'm not real proud of. Actually, when I left the course and went back to the hotel, it was on every news station. I was trying to even find National Geographic to get away from it all.
But you got some good support. I didn't know that you should be embarrassed just reading up on it. You know, they sort of said, no, we don't think you should have stepped in. It's between the two players. If they want to look like that, let them look like that.
Oh, really? Like, I must admit, I haven't seen it. Apparently, it's on the internet somewhere. I've never seen the actual video of it. So, like I said, it was a pretty tough night in the next few days. But but that's nice to hear that. It was not nice to hear that.
Yeah. Any others? Have you got any other moments in you know, tournaments or a caddy playing up or a player, you know, cranky with another player?
Not that in regard. Most of the players are great. Caddies tend to overstep the line sometimes. But the one that comes to mind was when I first started at the Australian PGA Seniors up at Pelican Waters. There, I was the only referee, and I was on the part of the course that was miles away from an incident that I got called to. And by the time I got there, it was all clear. A player said to me a couple of holes later, "You should have seen what happened to me back there, Swano." When I said, "Oh, what happened?" And he goes, "Blah." He told me the story, and I said, "Look, that doesn't sound right." And he said, "I'm not taking any more than 5." And I said, "Look, don't hand your card in yet. I've got to suss this out." So I rang Langer's, and Langer said, "I think that sounds okay." I said, "No, it's not Langer. It's not right." Anyway, he rings Europe, and I call Langer's back, and I can hear Langer's going 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then the penny dropped at the end of the day. He had to sign for 12.
Oh.
He thought he made 5, and he had 12. He didn't call me all the names under the sun, but to his credit, he did ring me later and apologise. But anyway, no dramas. But yeah, from 5, he made 12.
Wow.
So, it was amazing. Yeah.
That's happened to me too, I'm certain. Hey, Russ, really appreciate your time today, mate. Now, just outline again, so it's a 4-day event?
No, just two. Just 2 days. Holes. 2 days at Lakelands. I'm sure Phil Sogard and Rowan Best have got the course in great shape. So it's just 2 days. If you played early this morning, you play late tomorrow.
Yep.
I'll be playing late today. I'll be playing early tomorrow. So it's just a 36 hole. We're playing for 40,000. So if, you know, if I have a good couple of days, you never know. I might be able to pay for the food this week.
Good stuff, mate. Yeah,
good great, luck.
Great to hear your voice. We miss you on the fairways. So will you be here for the Australian PGA?
Yeah, all going well. I did do a site visit a couple of weeks ago, and Adam and his team, the course looks fantastic. Hopefully, with this rain, no major dramas. But all going well. I'm scheduled to do about eight events next year, so I'm really looking forward to getting back out in the course. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you know from firsthand how a lot of these young golfers have struggled to make a quid during the pandemic, and they get them up and running in the Australian PGA with the girls, too, an elite field of the women.
Yeah. Apparently there's 24 girls. And I think this week and next week there's two events in Victoria, so things are slowly getting back to some sort of normality. You know, it's a shame about the Australian Open. I mean, you know, if the Australian PGA is on, and it's a shame that, I felt that maybe they called it a bit early. I'm not quite sure. They're smarter people than me. But it's a shame the Australian Open's not on, and, not played is on the trophy. It just seems a bit of a shame that that's the case. But obviously there's reasons. But, yeah, it's going to be good January right through to about May. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well said. Here, Russ, I'm with you on the Australian Open.
Yep.
Get a young pro on there and give them some chances.
Yep, okay.
Never mind.
Play well this afternoon.
Good on you guys. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Good luck.
Russell Swanson, leading pro golfer, one of our great, as I said, rules officials. He's so calm and controlled. I mean, he has nothing to be embarrassed about.
He's not your textbook fat belly, is he? So that's the tour. That's the fat belly tour against the flat belly tour.
Yeah.
But they're getting trimmer, those seniors.
Mate,
they're going real good.
Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59. Search Mate online. We'll be back right after this.